good evening. My name is Ray McKeever. I'm on the staff here at Holden Village. Been here about 4 weeks now. Came from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'll be here until the beginning part of next June. So I'm just in the process of kind of settling in. Been asked to do a few songs tonight, and I'd like to try to involve you in some of the songs and have you just kind of listen and take in others. How I kind of see the evening going is we'll sing a couple of songs that I think relate to your being here and what you're looking for here, I hope. And then I'd like to take you into a that will introduce more of me to you and some of my work, particularly around songwriting, and songwriting in particular in the area of men's concerns, dealing with men's roles and behaviors in relationship to things like their work, their families, relationships with men and with women, some things like that. Just kind of give you a little hint of some of the things that I think about in relation to this, and then kind of bring us back out of that to hopefully a place where we can all feel kind of together as we go into the night. So first song is a song that I wrote based on an Advent text, an Advent theme. It's kind of nice for being here because it relates to the theme for the summer, One Lord, Many Members. This is called Many Colors. It goes like this. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Now that's your part, okay? So the next time it comes around, give that a try, okay? I'll sing a few verses here. When you're filled with worry, feeling all alone, closing in on trouble, far away from home, just turn around, leave it all behind. Every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Here we go. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Lord God appeared to poor Mary, called her blessed, spoke tenderly, said, bear my son, please treat him kind. For every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. I walked in the church, heard the preacher say, praise the Lord and prepare the way. Now greet your neighbor, and you're sure to find that every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Now I know you're going to want to sing because you know the words, but why don't you just take a second and greet your neighbor? Somebody maybe you haven't met, greet him with a little handshake. Oh, tell him you're glad to see they're here. We always got to take time for that, you know. We get so caught up in this agenda. We're definitely a select group here. All right. Yes, there's a need, yes, in everyone, for blessed assurance that the day will come when the promise becomes the sign and every one of us will have a little peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, and every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Many colors, many kinds, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. Yes, every one of us is looking for some peace of mind. All right. Good for you. Always takes a little bit of nerve to sing a song you don't know, right? But that's a song that I find quite a few people know anyway, even though they've never sung it. Here's a song that is not part of my church repertoire, but I want to do it here anyway. It's a song based on something I bet you'll identify with. Early one Monday morning, that time, you know, when you're supposed to start resting if you're a preacher and start working if you're not. But we all have blue Mondays, I think. This is early one Monday morning when I got up and wasn't feeling like tackling the day, so I decided to take a walk and see if I could clear my head. And this is what happened. Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling quite pleased, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time? Sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb, sing along. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? And here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at a loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts. Can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? And here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, "Let's play tennis till 10. Well, our game was so splendid, when we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. 'cause I hadn't anything better to do today than sit there. Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while, and I just went right on thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was so, so upset with that woman after that incident happened, but of course, since then, I've been quite thankful. I mean, she gave me that song, and I've to admit, every once in a while, when I walk through that park, I still look for her. I'd like to thank her in some ways. And sing the song for her, yes. Here's what I was doing sitting there. I was working. I'd like to do a couple songs that just kind of take you in a little bit, too, and see where this touches you. It's a medley of three songs. The first one is based on some observations that I've had around a thing called homophobia, kind of what keeps some of the ways that men are kept apart from really caring for each other and showing that care for each other. And I thought of doing this because I know that not all the pastors are here are male, but I hope this will touch something in you and maybe open something in you that the males in particular, that might allow you to avail yourselves to each other a little bit more. This is part of my journey in trying to be closer with men and learn to care for them and let them care for me. The first one is kind of a song poem. It's called Homopression. The second one is a song that I wrote based on an incident that I had with a kind of a longtime friend of mine, and it's the exact words of kind of what happened. And then the third song is a song based on it's a song that I gave my father for Christmas one year, and it kind of relates to the theme. And then after that, I'd like us to sing together a psalm, kind of adaptation from Psalm 61, and you'll get that part. But the others I'll sing by myself. My father never told me much about the way to hold and touch. Perhaps he thought it wouldn't be important. After all, a man's a man. It's time that you began to stand alone and make your body independent. I remember back in high school, I was afraid that I'd be thought a fool. Then I wore a yellow sweater on a Thursday. I'd forgotten that the game we played was queers wear yellow on that day. And I knew I faced the worst humiliation. They rubbed it in so hard, I'd not forget it. The headline in the paper said the boy'd been beaten round the head, left for dead. He never saw the morning. Faggot was a word they'd scrawled in red across his bedroom wall. Sometimes I wish I never had been born into a world so full of hate and anger. I still hear the stories going round that if two men are ever found together holding hands, they must be fairies. Though it makes no difference in my mind, my body still is apt to find some buried reasons to beware the gentlemen. Put your arms around my shoulder. You don't have to say a thing, just pull me in a little closer and help me open to the love you have
to bring into my life. It's been so long since I've really cried. I've just been keeping all those feelings deep inside. Living lonely, holding on. Oh, comfort me, brother. Hold me close, my friend. This time is not like any other I've ever known before. But my father never told me much about the way to hold and touch. Perhaps he thought it wouldn't be important. After all, a man's a man. It's time that you began to stand alone and make your body independent. But deep inside his body, he was crying. How deeply do you love me, Father? Is there more than you might show? I have never heard you say it. How am I to know? You've lived on my perimeter with words of praise or reprimand. Was this your way of loving me? Oh, how am I to understand? I've seen you working hard and long, providing for your family. Bread and meat and words of wisdom, is your love in them to see? I think I know, I think I see, I think you love me true. Still, I'd like to hear you say, I love. How deeply do I love you, Father? Is there more than I might show? You have never heard me say it. How are you to know? The many times I've tried to earn your praise, conform to your command, was this my way of loving you? Oh, how are you to understand? Now I am on the outside, knowing your responsibility, and bread and meat and words of wisdom, no, they're not enough for me. For words of love need speaking between a father and his son. And so I'd like to tell you now, I love you.
The refrain to the psalm goes like this.
Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along.
Give that a try.
Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, sing. I call on you again, for you have called me friend, you have called me friend, so I call on you once again. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along. With a weary heart, I feel so far apart, I feel so far apart, with a weary, weary heart. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along. Hold me in your arms, shelter me from harm, shelter me from harm, hold me, hold me in your arms. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along. Then hear again my vow, I will serve you now, I will serve you now. Hear again, Lord, hear my vow. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along.
We've got two more songs here, and they're going to be lifting you up all the way. Maybe I should get you two up here about that time. This one goes like this. It's a real simple one. The words of two words change each verse.
Each and every one of us gets tired and worn at some time or other in our lives. Again, each and every one of us gets tired and worn at some time or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend, confided. Each and every one of us gets tired and worn at some time or other in our lives.
Good. Second verse is each of us, each and every one of us feels sad and lonely.
Each and every one of us feels sad and lonely sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us feels sad and lonely sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend, confided. Each and every one of us feels sad and lonely sometime or other in our lives, knows hate and anger. Each and every one of us knows hate and anger sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us knows hate and anger sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend, confided. Each and every one of us knows hate and anger sometime or other in our lives. Needs love and affection. Each and every one of us needs love and affection sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us needs love and affection sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us needs love and affection sometime or other in our lives. We'll dance in celebration. Each and every one of us will dance in celebration sometime or other in our lives. Each and every one of us will dance in celebration sometime or other in our lives. If that's the way you feel, there is no need to hide it. If that's the way you feel, I'll be your friend. Confide it. Each and every one of us will dance in celebration sometime or other in our lives. Sometime or other in our lives.
All right. Good. Why don't you stand up for the last one, okay? This is song that we did, in fact, last night for the worship, or yesterday morning for the worship service, but most of you weren't here, so we'll do it again. It's called Thanksgiving to the Living God, and it goes like this. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. You want to give that a try? Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Now the sign for glory is like you got a tambourine in this hand and you hit it in this hand and it goes glory, glory, glory as many times as you want to, but we'll only do it two in a row. And then glory, glory, and hallelujah. So you crook your fingers and you throw them up in the air like this. So it's glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, thanksgiving to the living God. Okay? Thanksgiving to the living God. Here we go. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. We were made to sing God's praises. Let the light within us shine. Tell the world the Lord of days is Lord of night and all the time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Serve the Lord each day with gladness. Worship God with heart and mind. Meet joy with joy. Meet sad with sadness. Sing in praises all the time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Bear the cross and share the glory, dare the loss and wear the crown. Choose to live this gospel story, lose yourself and you'll be found. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Glory be to you, Creator, Holy Spirit, Holy Son, as in the beginning, now, and evermore, your will be done. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thanksgiving to the living God. Once just with a hand.